The first sicha in Chelek Yud Gimel Parshas Pinchas is a classic Rashi sicha of the Rebbe, where you enter the sicha with one frame of mind, one approach to Rashi, and you exit the sicha with a complete paradigm shift, a totally new understanding of the way Rashi is structured. And what we're going to do in this shiur today is first give an overview of the sicha itself so that we have a clear understanding of where the questions come from and how the answers change the entire perspective on Rashi. And while I'm doing that, I'm also going to throw in some bits and pieces of clarification, and we'll go through some of the ha'aris. After that, I'll ask a couple of questions, just raise some nekudas le'iyun ula ha'amoka for those who would like to examine the Rebbe's words in depth and perhaps reach even deeper levels of understanding the sicha. So, the sicha is centered on a very famous part of the parsha, B'nais Tzlafchot. Come to Moshe Rabbeinu, they want a portion in Eretz Yisrael in place of their father. And the Pasuk says, that after hearing them out, Bayakrev Moshe es mishpatam lifnei Hashem. Moshe brings their mishpat, their judgment, in front of Hashem. Now, the entire Se'if Aleph, when the Rebbe puts out the Rashi and the questions on Rashi, operates on the understanding that Moshe Rabbeinu brought this mishpat to Hashem because he didn't know the halacha. That is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu brought this case to Hashem. He pashut didn't know how to paskin. What's bothering Rashi then is, as the Rebbe says clearly in the Sicha, Eichi tochin, how is it possible that after 40 years, Moshe didn't know such a fundamental law like the din of inheritance? And to that, Rashi has two answers. The first answer is, actually, Moshe Rabbeinu did know the halacha. Throughout the 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu definitely knew the din of inheritance. Here, in this particular case, he was punished as a payment for having been arrogant and said that any difficult things you can bring to me. The second answer is the complete polar opposite. Actually, Moshe Rabbeinu taka didn't know the halacha. Ah, you're asking how is it possible after 40 years he wouldn't know it? Here Hashem reserved it for a special reason. Really, Moshe should have had it written through him, but B'nai Tzalafchot were Zeicha, and Hashem saved it so they could be the ones to transmit this new halacha. In other words, according to Rashi's first answer, Moshe knew the halacha, he just forgot it. Second answer, he didn't know it, but it was for a specific reason. Either way, what comes out from this approach to Rashi is that Stamazai, we never say that Moshe just didn't know stuff. So, on that approach, the Rebbe asks one central question. And that question is that there are so many other places in Torah where Moshe Rabbeinu did not know things. By the Megadef, the person who cursed, by the Mekoshesh Eitzim, by Pesach Sheni, the Rebbe in Ha'ara 3 brings other places in the end of Parshas Maaseh. And there Rashi says nothing. Rashi doesn't comment about the fact that Moshe was in doubt. So actually, it looks like the presumption should be farkert. That the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know things isn't a problem at all. And if that's true, why would Rashi have to comment here also? It seems that Rashi is never bothered by Moshe being in doubt. So what's the fuss over here? Now I want to point out that if you're just reading the Sicha for the first time, there's a very easy answer to this question. All the other places in the Torah were in the first or second year of the Midbar. Here in the question, the Rebbe stressed, how could it be that after 40 years, he wouldn't know such a fundamental law as inheritance? Well, that's a question. It's 40 years later, it's a fundamental halacha. The other ones weren't fundamentals and they weren't after 40 years. So one could easily answer and say, yeah, Rashi is not bothered when it's the first year. Rashi is not bothered when it's the second year. Rashi is not bothered when it's not fundamental. But Rashi is bothered when it's 40 years later and yeah, fundamental. Now, in Se'if Beis, when the Rebbe presents his answer, the Rebbe actually refutes this point. The Rebbe says that even after 40 years, and even if it's fundamental, it's not a problem for Moshe not to know it. But it is a bit surprising that the Rebbe doesn't mention it at all in Se'if Aleph, because one could simply answer the question with that. That's just something to point out and to notice. Anyway, that is the Rebbe's central question here on the Rashi. Rashi's never bothered on Moshe's doubts anywhere else. He shouldn't be bothered here either. If he says Nis'al Mahalacha, if he says Moshe Rabbeinu forgot it, there's got to be a reason why. Ha'ara 7 makes a similar point about another place where Rashi says this Alma Halacha, which is in the end of Parshas Balak. When Zimri and Kazbi were acting out, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do, says Rashi. He forgot the Halacha. Till Pinchas ra Maisa v'niskar Halacha, till Pinchas saw, and he remembered, and he said to Moshe, I remember you told me that Kanoin Pagin Bay. Now, this week they published a kuntris with some of the minus that the Rebbe gave to the Manichim at the time that the Rebbe originally said this Sikha in Tavshin Chavlav, and there we could see how Ha'ara 7 was actually built. See, the Manichim, they asked the Rebbe a question. The Rebbe had asked, why does Rashi say this Alma Halacha here in Parshas Pinchas, and why does Rashi say this Alma Halacha in Parshas Balak? So the Manichim asked, okay, Parshas Pinchas is a good question, but Parshas Balak, if you look in the actual psukim, the psukim themselves prove it. From the very fact that Pinchas killed Zimri and Kazbi, it must be that he knew the halacha and it had been heard once before in Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis Medrash. The only solution could be that it's Alma Halacha. And to that, the Rebbe answered with a question mark, exclamation point. And the Rebbe wrote to them, Kanira lo yisamu lev klal. It seems klal didn't notice that is not at all what's implied in the simple meaning of the psukim. The simple meaning of the psukim without Rashi, you simply read it as Pinchas just standing up for the honor of Hashem. There's a chilul Hashem going on. He takes action. The fact that this Alma Halacha is actually proven from a different place, as the Rebbe brings right in the beginning of Ha'ara 7, that in this Alma Halacha comes from the fact that Heima Boichim, they were crying. Crying proves that they were crying because the Halacha was forgotten. As the Rebbe continues, the fact that Ro'a Maisa V'Niskar Halacha and Pinchas knew it is not a proof at all that it's Alma Halacha, because Pinchas could have been simply taking action against Chilul Hashem, or he could have been darshaning his own Yud Gimel Mideh Sha'atir Nidrashus Bohem. Some of them are allowed to be darshaned by yourself. Actually, in the Rebbe's Ksavya, the Rebbe wrote, Be'oifin She'en Yadua Lanu. Maybe he did it in a way we don't know. But the point is, on a simple level, Pinchas could have simply been making his own drashas. The reason why Rashi says Ro'a Maisa V'Niskar Halacha is because on the previous pasuk v'heim abayichim, Rashi already proved that they were crying because of this Alma Halacha, so he continues his pirush in that vein. But from the very psukim themselves, there's no raya to that at all. That is the point of Ha'ara 7 here. Then the Rebbe has a couple of more questions on Rashi, and the final question is, if there's two pirushim in Rashi, there's got to be a problem with each one. Now, in Ha'ara 11, it's a pretty long Ha'ara, the Rebbe brings two of the Mefarshim who tried to explain the answer to this question. The Maskil of David, he gave one reason why each Pirush has a problem. I'm not going to go through that right now. The Sifsei Chachamim is what I'm going to go through now, because it is a little bit confusing if you don't read it correctly. So I'm just going to say over the point of the Sifsei Chachamim and the Rebbe's questions on it. The Sifsei Chachamim says as follows. The problem with the first answer that Nis'alma Halacha is, who says Nis'alma? How do you know Moshe forgot it? And that's why he asked Hashem. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu actually knew the Halacha. He simply wanted the Haskama of the Eibishter. Just wanted to let God know that he's about to pass on the Halacha. Just like by Pesach Sheni, says the Sifsei Chachamim. Clearly, this proves that Moshe did not know the Halacha, like the second Pirush. On that, the Rebbe asks, and now I'm skipping it around the way I'm delivering it, because the Rebbe delivers the whole Sifsei Chachamim and then asks his questions. But question Aleph is the question on the Sifsei Chachamim's first question. And that is, if Moshe Rabbeinu knew it, what is his business of waiting for Hashem's agreement? We don't find that anywhere else in Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Halacha, he waited for Hashem's agreement. Pesach Sheni is not a raya. Pesach Sheni, Moshe Rabbeinu actually didn't know. So that's not a question. The Sifsei Chachamim's question on the second Pirush that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know is that if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it, then why does the Pasuk use the words Vayakrev Moshe as Mishpatam and doesn't use the same words as Pesach Sheni, Imdu Ve'eshma? Mashenkin, if he did know the Halacha and just forgot it, then it makes sense why it says Vayakrev Moshe as Mishpatam. On that, the Rebbe asks, why? Why does Vayakrev Moshe as Mishpatam imply any more than Nis'alma, more than Imdu Ve'eshma? That is the point of the Sifsei Chachamim in Ha'ara 11 and the Rebbe's questions on it. Anyway, that is Sif Aleph, the approach to the Rashi, the way you started off learning the Chatchila. The Rebbe's Biur turns the Rashi around and actually functions on the presumption that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to know anything until it's told to him. Doesn't matter what year it is. Doesn't matter what kind of din it is. Could be a fundamental din. Could be the end of 40 years. Moshe doesn't have to know it at all. The question then is the opposite. Assuming that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, because it makes sense that he didn't know, why does the pasuk use only the word mishpatam? Vayakrev Moshe es mishpatam, as if Moshe got the whole discussion, he just wanted to bring the halacha, the psak din. He should have brought the whole case, dvaram. On that, Rashi has one answer, not two. The Rebbe learns this Rashi as being one answer. The answer to why Moshe Rabbeinu only had to bring mishpatan was because actually Moshe Rabbeinu knew the halacha. It was just that right now, b'shah zu, as the Rebbe says, he forgot the psak din, and so he had to bring the mishpat to Hashem for urgent cover because he had forgotten it. Hashem had to remind him. The two biyurim in Rashi about the oinesh or about Re'uya Parsha Zuli Kasev, those are explanations of the answer. Those are both explanations on the Nis'alma. Because the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot a halacha is very improbable. Eich shayach leimar, as the Rebbe says, shetis'alim halacha mi'moshe rabban shel kol Yisrael shekibol teira mi'sinai. How is it possible that Moshe should forget a halacha? It doesn't make sense. And in Ha'ara 16, the Rebbe, with one-liner, hints to something beautiful. He brings us to two Rashis. One Rashi is in Parshas Pekudei, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bezalel to make the kelim of the Mishkan and then to make the Mishkan. And Bezalel asked Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not the way of the world. First you make a house and then you bring the kelim in. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, aha, you're right. Bezalel kelo, you say you were in the shadow of Hashem. You know what Hashem instructed me. I think the Rebbe wants to show from that Rashi that you see Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't forget stuff. He changes them purposely. And the next Rashi, Shmini Yud Chaf, is, and this is quite a long sugya, but just in short, when Moshe and Aaron got into a little bit of machlekes about what the geder of a certain carbon chatas was, Aaron wanted to compare it with one svara, Moshe wanted to compare it with a different svara, and the pasuk says that Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Be'ino, Moshe heard Aaron's svara and he appreciated it. And Rashi over there says, Hoida V'loy Boish, he admitted, and he wasn't embarrassed, leimar leishamaiti, to say I didn't hear. Now in the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I heard it and I forgot it. But Rashi, and the Rebbe explains this at length in many places, first of all in Chilek Ches, in the beginning of Parshas Matos, there's a Ha'ara, then this became a full Sicha in Chilek Yud Zayin and Shmini, where the Rebbe explains at length that Rashi learns that Moshe Rabbeinu did not forget the halacha, he simply hadn't heard it. So here we see another proof, I think, that Rebbe is bringing in R 16 to the concept that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't forget halachas. It's weird to say that Moshe Rabbeinu would be nis'alim mimenu halacha. On that, Rashi has two answers here. The first answer is, he got punished, mida keneged mida, because he was not a latara, he was arrogant, and so he got punished to forget the halacha. The problem with that answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu was arrogant in the first year. Why would Hashem wait 39 years? Especially that there's room for Yidden to err and make mistakes, that you could say such things. So Rashi brings another explanation to why this Alma Halacha, this is the Rebbe's massive Chiddush. The Dover Acher is not a Dover Acher to explain the original question. It's a Dover Acher to explain why this Alma. Why this Alma? And that is that in fact, Re'uya is the Parsha Zuli Kasev Ayde Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu should have been the one to transmit this Parsha. But the B'nai Salafchad were Zeicha, and it was written through them. And the emphasis is on written, because it was said to Moshe already before. It was written only by B'nai Tzalafchot. The problem with that beer is, why should Moshe lose that he would forget a halacha just because of B'nai Tzalafchot Zichus? So, therefore, Rashi keeps the first pirush, and he actually makes it first, because it's the Iker. The way it looks in the simple pshat of the Sicha is because the question on the second Beer is more of a svara question. You know, why should Moshe lose? Versus the first question is more like a concept. You know, why would Hashem wait for tshuva? But in Ara 21, the Rebbe actually gives another reason why Rashi keeps the first beer as first, because the question on it isn't as strong. The question of why Hashem would wait 39 years is not a strong question, because he wanted to give Moshe a bigger chance to do tshuva. So therefore, Rashi keeps that pirush first. Regardless, that is the way that Rebbe sees this Rashi. The presumption is Moshe Rabbeinu could beferish not know halachas. The question is, why then did Moshe only bring the mishpat? The answer is, in this case, Moshe actually knew the halacha, it was just nis'alim from him. How could it be nis'alim? Either it was a punishment, or it was for the s'chus of b'nai s'alafchot. Now that we have clear that Rebbe's gain in the sicha, I just want to leave off with a couple of questions and clarifications. Firstly, and again, anybody who has an answer can please bring this up. Why is it mida keneged mida to forget only the mishpat? Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'hadavar asher yikshem mikem takrivu elai ushmativ." All things, and the way the Rebbe learns davar is it's the full case. So why would the punishment be just to forget the halacha? The punishment should be much greater. It should be involving a full davar. The second point that I want to make, I think it's very important to notice this, is that the second beer of Rashi, that Moshe should have written the parsha, but B'nai Tzalafchad were Zeiche, does not actually definitively mean that Moshe forgot the halacha. It's not Machriach, it's Alma Mimena Halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu could have known it the entire time, and still, B'nai Tzalafchad would be Zeiche Lihi Kase, that it should be written through them. And that's why the Rebbe in the parentheses clearly says that the reason why Rashi stays with Nis'alma is because the word Mishpatam proves that. Nis'alma is Muchach Mimokim Acher. The second Pirush just picks up on that and says, if we assume Nis'alma, we could explain it with Ru'uyo Hayso Likasev. But not that Ru'uyo Hayso Likasev in and of itself means that Nis'alma Mimen Halach. I think it's just important to point that out. Because otherwise people might think, you know, the question in the second beer should have been that why did Moshe have to forget it? You know, because that concept of Nis'alma was already muchach from the word Mishpatam. Now, as for the actual question on the Pirush HaBeis, just interesting to note that in that kuntres that they put out this week with the Rebbe's Minus, you see clearly that the original question on the Pirush HaBeis, as you can also see in Sichas Kodesh, was not the question that's printed in the Sicha here. The original question was, if it was only for B'nai Tzalafchad Zuchus, why does the Pasuk stress Vayakrev Moshe es Mishpatam, that Moshe brought close to Mishpatam, as if it was something to do with Moshe? According to the second Pirush, it had nothing to do with Moshe. That was the original question in the second Pirush. The question of why Moshe should lose out for the Zuchus of B'nai Tzalafchad was actually a question asked by the Manichim to the Rebbe. And they asked it in a different context, but ultimately that became the question in the Mukha Dika Sicha. I wish we would have the Aleh HaHagah for the Sicha itself as it became a Likud. We would probably get a lot more clarity in that. And once we're on that topic, we should again note that you could explain this question on the second Pirush in two ways. The question of why Moshe should lose out just for this Chus of B'nai Tzalafchad, you could explain it in two ways. One way, and this is the way the Manichim originally asked it, is that why should Hashem tell Moshe the halacha and make him forget it just for this chus of b'nai s'lafchad? Let him not tell it to him at all and just tell it to him b'shas ma'isa. But if you read the sicha, it doesn't seem that way. It seems that the question is, why should Moshe have to forget it? Let Hashem tell it to him whenever he wants to tell it to him, and Moshe shouldn't have to forget it. He should remember it the entire time, and in some other way, b'nai s'lafchad will be zeicha to have it written down. So, again, that way is more mashma in the sicha. You could touch it the other way too, but there's definitely those two pirushim in the second question here.